It's 10:54. You're listening to RSN Central with Matt Nevitt this morning, and it's time to have a look at the NFL over the coming days. And boy, it is, it's really heating up over there in the States. And it's great to have the Chief, David Alcaro, on the line to preview the four games over the weekend. Hello, David.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Good to be on.
I'm going well, thank you. How are you enjoying American sport at the moment? It's very different to what it has been in the past, but things are really heating up there in the NFL.
Oh, it's very different, but it's such a welcome distraction. I mean, more so than ever, I have been into this NFL season, gotten really into the NBA. The NHL hockey just started last night. Really excited to see my hometown New York Rangers play. It's just such a wonderful distraction, obviously, from, you know, the virus and what's been going on for nearly a year now. But obviously our political situation is just sickening, and any chance to just, you know, watch a live game, even if it's not played in the U.S., I love, you know, international soccer and all different things. It's just such a welcome distraction.
Yeah, it's a great point. I think professional sport has been the beacon of hope for so many over the last 12 months or so. So it's great that we've got to this stage of the NFL season, and I'm going to go through the four games with you, David, and we'll start with that match between Green Bay and LA on Sunday morning Australian time. And Green Bay, they're the favourites with the tab at $1.32, and LA coming off that win over Seattle, they're at $3.40. Is there any chance the Rams can cause an upset here in the first playoff match?
There is a chance, but it's very tough to go into Green Bay. They're going to have to deal with weather. Los Angeles, not used to that. And their quarterback, Jared Goff, dealing with a thumb injury, recovered, really didn't start the last game against Seattle, had to come in due to his backup getting hurt. And really, every third throw looked like it was really off because of his thumb. They do have a very good running game, though, the LA Rams, with Cam Akers. So they'll have to run the ball, try to keep time of possession, and the LA Rams have the best defense in the league. They're going up against one of the best offenses in the league, in the Green Bay Packers, and Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. So it's really going to be maybe one of the best receivers in the league, if not the best, in Devontae Adams, against one of the best quarterbacks and cover guys in the league, and Jalen Ramsey. So it's a fascinating matchup. I do give the LA Rams a chance. But it's going to be very, very tough to win in Green Bay.
One of our favorites here on RSN Central is the Tab's Nick Quinn, and he swears to me, David, that the LA Rams are better without Jared Goff. Do you agree with that?
I don't. His backup, John Wolford, came from the Canadian League, quite a bit undersized, maybe a little bit more mobile, had a terrible injury where it hurt his neck. So, I don't know if it's a situation where I can't see how they're better with Jared Goff, but he's going to be playing, and he's going to have to deal with some cold weather, and not good for someone who's dealing with a thumb injury. So it is a tough spot for Jared Goff, but I'm not sure if John Wolford is the answer there in L.A., but Jared Goff's going to be the quarterback on Saturday here, and then Sunday morning for you guys.
Yeah, that's right. Sean McVay's placed a lot of faith in Jared Goff, and he'll get the run there against the Packers. On Sunday morning our time, the other game on Sunday in Australia is Buffalo taking on Baltimore. This is the tightest game in terms of a market perspective. Buffalo at $1.68 and Baltimore at $2.20. Chief, who do you expect to win this one?
It's another really tough one. This whole round is so tough to handicap, and I'm going to go with Buffalo at home. They have a really underrated defense. I think they'll be able to figure out a way to contain Lamar Jackson. Jared Allen, though, first playoff game, he was really good. So here's his second one. I think he's got a real good chance to win another one. And really a very, very tough game to handicap. One to really watch and enjoy because it should be a fantastic matchup. Two quarterbacks that can move, two good defenses. Buffalo's defense is underrated. That's why I think that and the home field, they'll have some fans, not obviously not a full stadium, but they'll have some fans there that will help Buffalo.
Okay, and then in Monday's games, Australian time, Kansas City, the defending Super Bowl champions, they're at $1.20. to defeat Cleveland after their terrific win last week. They're at $4.60. Is there any chance that this fairy tale run of the Browns can continue?
Yeah, I really don't think so. I think this is a spot where Kansas City wins. And if you're looking at the handicap, 10-point favorites, I think they win by more than double digits. Andy Reid has such a great history off the bye week. So Kansas City rested at home. Cleveland had that crazy emotional game against Pittsburgh where they jumped out to a massive lead of 28-0 after the first quarter. Pittsburgh, you know, came back, made it close. But Cleveland getting that win, I think they're very happy to get into the playoffs for the first time in forever, 20-plus, 25, 27 years, whatever, the city of Cleveland without a playoff team. Now they get a playoff win. I think that's the end of the road, though. I think Kansas City is geared up to win and win really big.
Yeah, they're looking very strong, Kansas. They're at $1.20, and they look very tough to beat there against the Browns. The final match of this round is New Orleans taking on Tampa Bay. It's the story of the two old quarterbacks going head-to-head with Drew Brees and Tom Brady. New Orleans at $1.58. Tampa Bay are at $2.40. Can Drew Brees extend his career one more match?
There's no indication that he's going to retire. There's no indication that Tom Brady's going to retire. I liked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this. I think they have a really good run defense, and I think that Drew Brees is really limited into how he can throw the ball. And I think that the ability that Tampa Bay's defense will have in terms of just stopping the short passing game, I really like Tampa Bay. I think their offense has got even more weapons than New Orleans. And even though there may be, again, I think maybe a handful of fans, I don't think even that many in New Orleans. So you don't have that classic home field advantage. I like Tampa Bay to pull off the slight upset and have Tom Brady advance to another conference championship game.
Yeah, they're at a good price. Tampa Bay at $2.40. They might be the best upset bet of the weekend there in the NFL. I mentioned Drew Brees potentially extending his career for one more match, Chief. So you expect him to play on even if New Orleans were to be defeated over the weekend?
I'm not really sure, but he hasn't really given any indication that he will retire. So, he could surprise people. I would think, maybe if they, were to go further, they may be more likely to retire. But, I really don't know one way or the other.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the weekend there in the NFL. Just looking at the futures markets for the Super Bowl this season. Kansas City, they're at $2.90 to go back-to-back. Green Bay at $4.75. The Saints at $7. And then the Bills at $7.50, looking at $8.50. The rest, who wins the Super Bowl, Chief?
Well, in terms of value, you didn't mention the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In terms of value, there really be no crazier story than Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl with another team and really elevating himself into a whole nother level because of the debate. And football is so difficult because it's a huge team game. And, individuals are so hard to really evaluate. And Bill Belichick, the head coach, is so brilliant. But if Tom Brady could go pull off a Super Bowl with a different head coach and a different team, it would be something that would be remarkable. So I think that is where the value is. I think Kansas City, and obviously they just got to win two home games. They're going to be big favorites in this one and then going to, take on the winner of the Buffalo-Baltimore game. So it's right that they're that short, but I'd like a little bit more bang for the buck. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay to win this and crazy year, and that would be just a wild story if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady could win a Super Bowl.
Oh, I love it. So we're going Tampa Bay at $9 to win the 2021 Super Bowl, and we're going to back them this week to beat the Saints as well in an upset. That would be some story if Tom Brady was able to pull that off in the NFL. Just before I let you go, Chief, huge story in the NBA yesterday with James Harden joining up there with the Brooklyn Nets and creating another super team in the NBA. He'll join the likes of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving there in New York. What do you make of that acquisition for Brooklyn, and how do you think it's all going to play out over the next few months?
Well, it's pretty odd. To add a player who just seems to, want the ball in his hand so much and wants to, even though, James Harden is a good distributor of the basketball, led the league in assists. He's one of the top assist men this year. So he will distribute it, but he wants the ball in his hands. Kyrie Irving as well, and Kevin Durant wants to shoot the ball. So it just doesn't seem to meld, and then the defensive set, and it is just a very difficult situation for the Nets, trading away probably the two best defensive players in that trade. So they're going to have to score tons of points, and they're going to be able to, obviously, with those three offensive weapons. But the defensive side of the ball, the personalities. This is a very, very tough job for Steve Nash to get this to work. And first-year head coach, maybe that's actually a good thing, that he's got maybe a whole different way of looking at this. And Mike D'Antoni, the assistant coach there, was the head coach of James Harden in Houston for, you know, the, pretty much his whole run there. So that's maybe a good fit. It's going to be very interesting to watch, a lot of fun to watch. I see that their odds have dropped into where they're very short-priced, and I would not be backing them just because I think the defensive side of the ball is too difficult. Kyrie Irving, who knows when he's going to play next. He's dealing with personal issues that are just very, very strange. He has some definitely some issues you know, off the court. So it's a very tough fit, but exciting, I guess, here. And, you know, here I'm in New York City, in Manhattan, across the river from Brooklyn. And Brooklyn's obviously 10 times more exciting than the New York Knicks. So they definitely won over, you know, the stories here in New York. But I don't know how successful this team will be, but it'll be very entertaining.
Yeah, it sure will be. Whether it works or whether it doesn't, it's going to be box office. And I'm a little bit with you. I think I'd be waiting to see how it works out before I back them to win the championship. That is for sure. Chief, thanks for joining us to preview the NFL this weekend. Enjoy all of the American sport over the next couple of days, and we'd love to catch you next week.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.